Today's Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. This is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, I'm glad you're with us today. I got a great story to tell you. A parish priest in a small French town commissioned a local poet named Capot to write a poem for the village's Christmas Eve Mass. Now, Capot read through the birth of Christ in the Gospel of Luke en route to Paris, and he finished the poem, O Holy Night, by the time he'd reached the city. He turned to his friend, Adolph Charles Adams, to compose the music for the poem, and 3 weeks later, the song was sung in the village on Christmas Eve. Initially, the hymn was widely loved by the church in France, but when the leaders learned that Capot was a socialist and Adams, the guy that composed the music, was a Jew, the song was uniformly denounced as unfit for church services. But the common French people loved it so much, they just continued to sing it. And even though it was banned in France, the song was still popular among the people. So on Christmas Eve, in 1871, in the midst of fierce fighting between France and Germany, an unarmed French soldier jumped out of his trenches, walked into the battlefield, and he started singing, O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining, it's the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Hear the angel voices, O night when Christ was born. And after singing all three verses, a German soldier emerged, and he started singing the beginning of the popular hymn by Martin Luther. Fighting stopped for the next 24 hours in honor of Christmas Day, and soon after, the French church re-embraced the song, O Holy Night. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. When he is ushered into the hearts of people and when he's given the opportunity to reign, the result is always peace. You know, another old hymn put it this way, O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see? Well, there's light for a look at my Savior and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. This Christmas season, my prayer for you is that you'll come to know the Prince of Peace. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.